rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our show. Welcome, welcome once again. This is Bobby Elias. Our Christmas song by Brenda Lee, a long old song called Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Be sure to hang on at the end of the show. We're going to have a hopefully a lengthier song on Oh Holy Night by Celine Dion. My young daughter picked that song, and she has always been in the music since she was a baby, and that's her favorite Christmas song, so I dedicate it to her and all of you out there. Our show is called Let's Create a Better World. Our second theme, Healthy Aging. We have two great guests today. Our whole theme from Thanksgiving to New Year's is all about the holidays, preparing for them, the ups and downs, and also to get ready for the new year, New Year's resolutions, etc. Our first guest will be on in a couple minutes. That is Darshini. She is a well-known medium of clear cognitive medium. That's her title, which means the overall medium is a psychic, intuitive. She gives predictions and information about what's going on in the world, and we're going to talk about the holidays, what's going on, and in the New Year's, and to get ready for the New Year's on a number of areas. She is great. I'm very pleased to have her. Our second guest, Dr. Wendy Trainer, has been on before. She is a teacher of self-love, of self-happiness. She's a social scientist with a PhD, and we're going to really get into the holidays, the depression, and also the family. And finally, she has a new 10-point plan about how to prepare for the holidays and the New Year's, and she'll read off to us. So, a couple more things. We've got a few more weeks to go before the New Year, so be ready for it. Hang in there. Be strong. Don't overindulge with food or drink or get drunk and get into problems. You don't need that. The holidays are crazy, and we need to keep ourselves together. All right, let's get to our first guest, Darshini. Welcome to the show, Darshini.
Thank you, Bobby. Thanks for having me on your show.
Yes, I'd like you to explain a little more about, you are a clear cognitive medium. What does that mean? Or just give our listeners a better idea of who you are and what you do.
Okay, a clear cognitive is, basically, a medium communicates with people on the other side who have passed on, who have lived on Earth. Audio hears messages, a clear sentient feels messages, a clear voyant sees messages, and a psychic kind of is a bit of a catch-all, to be honest. I don't particularly like the word, but anyway, then there's an empath who also is like a clear sentient. So in other words, I'm all of that, plus I receive messages and information, really. I access information through taste and smell. I don't go through angels' guides or anything like that. I go through dimensions. It's pure energy. So it's a different kind of reading completely, or when I'm teaching classes. So all the information garnered from that is really through pure energy. So that's basically, in a nutshell, everything.
Great, and we love you. You do great work. I know for a fact, because I've been with you, and I've seen you at meetings, and I've seen your predictions from 2012 and 2013, and there was a young man from Europe that confirmed that your predictions were extremely, extremely high rated, that they came through. But I wanted to ask you, you were born in Sri Lanka, and you grew up in London. Tell us about that background, and then I have some questions about the New Year's. Go ahead.
Well, just that's what happens. I'm kind of a global person, born in one country, lived, really educated in London for 19 years, and then here nearly 34 years in America, and lived quite a few states. So I guess wanted me to learn a lot of lessons, had a lot of companies, businesses, but also worked for huge corporations as well as my own. So I've had a diverse background, put it that way. But it all taught me great lessons.
That's great. All right, let's talk about the New Year's. I like you, how you want to tell our listeners what's going on and how they should live their life. Your advice on how the holidays are going now and what they can look for in the holidays just between now and New Year's, please.
Thank you. Well, in all my lectures, I try, not that I'm known for Jerry Doom disaster, but I do a lot of the predictions for the world. Obviously, a lot of majority is for America. But I will say that it has been, unfortunately, certain aspects are accurate regarding protests and riots, which obviously are happening for different reasons. And this is all part of a huge change that we've been undergoing for about 12, 14 years, really, which is the shift of energy, which will be really in-depth talked about in one of the two books I'll be putting out. But basically, we're going to, the new year is going to be a very far more positive, even though the last few years, let's say 5 to 7 years, has been pretty detrimental to nearly everybody. I won't say everybody, but nearly everybody who's been on the, who's kind of middle income to low income. And they've been struggling, but they've been discovering new aspects about themselves. And this is part of phase five, which I believe is strongly what a lot of people are in. And there are about nearly 60 signs that I've illustrated in one of the books, well, both books, really. And one of them, if you've been experiencing a lot of anger, sadness, memories, clearing your closets out, getting really irritable very quickly, those are only a few little, you know, skimming the top of all those actual phase five. We will be entering phase six next year. And I will be talking far more about it. Hopefully the books will be released. There's been a few delays, unfortunately, but I really believe everything happens for a reason. But those are a lot of people on the Internet have been viewing my YouTubes, have been connecting with me and saying that they're glad they're not going crazy because this is not their attitude, their normal attitude. But next year, just very quickly, we are going to experience a lot more goodness, where we're seeing actually young children teaching us. And I don't know if the viewers or if you noticed, Bobby, where young children are teaching us about love and connection and caring. And they're kind of connecting us with where we could be. So that's only on one small scale. So again, in a nutshell, very quickly, that's where we are at the moment. I hope that helps it, or if you need more questions answered on that.
Well, yes, and I also want to let our listeners know I'm speaking with Darshini. She is a clear cognitive medium, which means she's a psychic and a intuitive, and she's very good at her predictions. They've been really outstanding. And I do, at the end of towards the end of our little segment, I'd like you to be sure to give your information to people about you and your book, how they can reach you, because I advise people, my advice to them right now is that you are someone that can really help them with, if they're interested and they believe in what can happen, because this is very important. This is why I like having you on the show and talking to you, because you do help people have an idea of what's going to happen. You've been really good with me and the predictions, and I appreciate it. Now, let's talk more about the around the country, United States, your predictions or your thoughts about, I know there's a lot of things going on with climate change and also the economics of, there's a movie called Poverty, Inc. I will talk about that in a few minutes as soon as we finish our segment. Gary Null has a movie that he's directing and put together called Poverty Inc. It's been showing in New York. Today's the last, well, Thursday was the last day in Los Angeles. And it, in the movie, Darshini, it just gives a clear picture of what's going on around the world. It's kind of, some of the people said it was kind of sad to see all the problems that people have with homelessness. And so I'd like you to talk about any of the subjects that I'm going to mention right now, and that is the poverty around the world and also the climate change and what you foresee, not just for the coming year, but in the next few years. Get your perspective on those two things, please.
Okay, well, quite frankly, that's a huge amount of information.
Yes,
so it is. I'll just kind of really cull it down. But basically, because of the shift we're in, we are going to extremes, and in the book it's called the pendulum effect, where we are still in that wide detrimental effect where I had unfortunately predicted correctly all the shootings, and that we will be going through extreme weather changes, and that's also breaking records for cold weather as well as heat waves, and that we'll be experiencing far more tornadoes around America, which in weird places too, which we have been hurricane activity. Unfortunately, also more hurricanes off the West Coast, which I thought it was unusual, but we've had, I did predict that this year, and the 2015 predictions are out, by the way, but in 2014, I had more or less said three hurricanes. It was, I think, four or five hurricanes off the West Coast. So we're going to see more earthquake activity, too. And these are the weather changes, but this is what I call a terraformer of the planet. So we're experiencing not only a change of the physical evolution of the planet, but we're also experiencing within ourselves, we are part of that. As I said, I believe through energy, we are all energy, Bobby. And it is so important for people to realize that we're connected. And with that, you'll see a lot of the extremes coming over and being exposed, to be honest. People are not wanting and not settling for the kind of carte blanche attitude of maybe a certain sector of people that, oh, no, this is what's normal. It isn't what's normal, but people are rewriting what their reality is. And this is what I'm trying to hopefully show people out there, is that you shouldn't, not exactly settle for less, but not be more defined as to what you want. And this is what next is going to bring about, is that you need to realize what makes you happy, what is your universe. And I'm afraid there are extremes in this where people are taking their anger out, but only because they don't understand what the shift is. You're going to be far more hypersensitive for the next 7.5 to 8 months. Everybody is. And this includes being aware of your circumstances and surroundings regarding security. I've got a different video coming out just on security. It should be uploaded in the next few days. But it's all this on people being more, having more of the reins of control out there. And as for the economics of America, it is improving, but it's going to really kind of go for a, not exactly a down, because we are in the pre-election, you will see that the market is not that safe, I'm sorry to say. Stock market, I would go very cautiously there, and you will see far more increasing on base products, staple products, and staple foods because of the extreme weather. So I would even think of trying to grow your own garden, be a bit more hands-on on that one. The economic climate is really, you're going to find America far more, less, it's going to be affected by other aspects. I'm talking about ISIS, terrorism, so that we are kind of a target. But not to say that you have to be careful, but just be aware that you need to first worry about yourself, not the whole world or what's going on, in, not to be clueless either, but just be aware. And by being aware, and I really, really believe information is power, so anything that we could help with people's security, awareness, that is what we're here for. But the economy for the next 2 years is going to be a bit rough. It'll really start being a bit more shaky around about August next year as we're coming into pre-election. And the election year is going to be kind of destabilizing the economy of late. But people should not worry about their jobs. They should be, again, so active and see if they could even see if they're secure and happy in their jobs. Hopefully that will kind of, again, skimming everything, but hopefully that would help a lot of people.
Great, great. As we're finishing, slowing down our segment, Darshini, I want to reintroduce you again to our people who came in late. This is Darshini. She's a clear cognitive medium and does a lot of great work. She, and I'll also, we have another guest coming on later, Dr. Wendy Trainer, to talk about happiness, to talk about the depression going on in the holidays and what we can do about it. And I'll, then I will also speak to people about the movie that came out that Gary Nolan is showing in New York City. Has shown. It finished up Thursday, and we went 7 days strong in the Los Angeles area. I'm going to talk about that and more about what we can do. I'll be showing that film throughout California or sending it out there. We've got lots of people in Northern California that asked for it, and they're going to get it. And we're going to have copies of the film also. So well, I'm excited. A lot of good things going on. Let's finish up. Give me 2 or 3 or 4 minutes on the what, besides the economics and besides the what you just said, what other things, advice can you give to our listeners about Christmas, New Year's, how they can handle it, how what they can do, look for good or bad? Just give us your deep heart thoughts about what people can do for the holidays and for the New Year.
Sure. I would, and this is actually, I'll be teaching a class in Pasadena on Saturday, and it's called Faith in Your New Life. But a few of the aspects that I'll be bringing up or getting the students to do is to start looking at your past. If you've had memories, get a first of all, go and buy a 99-cent blank page notebook. And this is your not a journal per se, but your information. The book that I'll be putting out is actually a very interactive book, both are, so that you could start really prodding and probing your own life. So it's really trying to discover who you are. That's what both books are about. But really, I would like you to put down when you're angry, when you're sad, why you're sad. Start examining who you are. Because you're going to be changing rapidly. You're going to be every 2 to 6 weeks, you're not going to be the same person you were. You're not going to want to be in the with the same people, majority that is. I'm talking about that you're shifting so rapidly. And this is what phase five is about. And that's clearing, cleansing, and clarifying. Depression is part of it, if it's not clinical depression. But, you know, this is actually all some anger, so many other aspects, but it's really about self-examination. So be conscious about what you want in your life. Put down ideas that you may be having, positive ideas, not only the negative, but I mean talking about positive things, what you want to do in your future. Who do you want to be? Who do you want to be with? Start writing them down, and instead of just daydreaming it, write it down and make it a reality. Where do you want to be in 2 years, 6 months, 2 years, 5 years, 15 years? Not exactly who you want to be, but where do you want to be? What kind of skills are you lacking? Start really working towards those skills. What skills do you have? What talents do you have? So these are all the questions I would like you to put down and then start answering. And, you know, there are going to be a ton of exercises in the book that will really probe, push you, in a way, on where to really, how to really manifest a different life in for you and actually everybody surrounding you. So you'll be your center, but you need to also realize that you're, because you're in change, other people are in change. So just try and take a deep breath when you're in anger, but it will pass, but you know that this is all part of that change. Hopefully that will help, Bobby.
That sounds great. It's great advice, and I like what you say about people should plan ahead, make their goals, and really do what they really want to do. This is excellent. Dr. Darshini, could you please give people your contact information and one more little note about your book, please?
Sure. anybody who's interested can email me at Darshini, which is Darshini, D-A-R-S-H-I-N-I, underscore, in spirit, I-N-S-P-I-R-I-T, at yahoo.com. That's Darshini underscore in spirit at yahoo.com. And I will get back to you. If that's if you want a reading or you want to be on my schedule of events. Also, there's YouTube you could go to, and that's got a ton of free lessons that are excerpts from the books, which I can send you all the links, which are all in red, so you can email me there. Now, regarding the books, there are two. One is the Epoch Succession, and that's just for about the general future, and that could be even far future, but all the events that are going to affect us in the next year or two. Immediately. It's actually in about 12 volumes. It's got so much information about a ton of subjects, space, earthquakes, you name it, it's got it. The other book is called Bada Bing Bang Boom, and it's about phase 5 going into phase 6. So that's the one where it's on a core level when people want to know far more about who they are, what they want to do, and it's really an aid. I teach about 88 plus classes. And it's an kind of a pick of a lot of the information that I give in the classes. So I'm just trying to get people up and running on their own. I believe if you go to a class, you should come out with some aids and tools that you could actually use. So hopefully that will help a lot of people. And my website is changing. It's on Wix.com. But I'll email anybody who's interested. Thank you.
And I advise people to look into that. Check in with Darshini. She does great work and can help you. Thank you so much for being on the show, Darshini. You've been great.
Thank you so much, Bobby. Take care and keep safe and a prosperous new year to everybody. Thank you.
Everybody. Great. Beautiful. Love it. And I will be calling you. Thank you. All right. Let's get an announcement quickly about the movie. I've been in Pasadena at the Lemley Theater. It's called the Playhouse. It's on Colorado Boulevard, a very busy area in a very progressive city. Pasadena has more books and more libraries than any city on the planet, and it's a very intellectual area, and I'm glad that Gary picked that place. I do have another one or two places I want to show the movie to at major theaters I'm talking about, but it's a great film about not only poverty, but why we're having poverty. Advise you to look into the film. You can, I believe you can get on YouTube, social media, you can see a trailer on the movie, but I advise you to look into it. Those of you that know me and are in it can call me. I will give you my information and give you more information on that. So let's get to our next guest. And this is Dr. Wendy Trainer coming on. She is a PhD and a teacher of love. She's a teacher of self-love, also an expert on happiness. We've talked with her before on the show. She's done great work, and I want to get into this with her about Christmas, New Year's, and first we're going to say hello to her, and I'd like you to tell me anything else you want to tell me about yourself briefly. Dr. Wendy Trainer, thank you for coming on. Hi.
Hello, Bobby. It's such an honor and a pleasure to be on your show again, and I want to say hello to all our listeners. I'm so happy you're with us.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, you do a lot of great work, and I know you have meetings once a week in your area, and we'll get into that later, but I just want to get with you on, first of all, depression. Give me a brief outline of advice for people about depression.
Okay, so you know, I'm a social psychologist, and based on my rigorous research using the thread of logic, I sewed together the patches of research in my field into an overarching tapestry of understanding. And it was that understanding which revealed to me that there are really two groups in our lives. One is called the everyday group, or the daily group is what Dr. Jonathan Ellerbe has renamed it as. I like his idea. The daily group is the group in whose context we generally find ourselves. And the reference group is a different group, or it can be the same, is the group in whose standards we use as our own. And that group can be different from the daily group or the same. And I believe depression occurs when it's the same group, because when we are in a group setting, the group can either accept us or reject us. And if we are trapped in a group setting where the daily group rejects you and you reject yourself, which is the same as your reference group rejecting you, then it's an insidious situation because the rejection seems inescapable. And I really believe that depression can arise from these social dynamics when you're trapped in a social situation that you cannot escape, where people reject you as you are and you internalize that rejection into self-rejection. So the good news is the solution is very simple. If you have depression from social dynamics, all you have to do is change your social context and you'll change your life. And this is done by making, quote unquote, the non-social your everyday group or your daily group. Making the non-social your daily group means over time it will become your reference point. And because nature accepts us as we are, we will come to accept ourselves.
Excellent. That's great advice. Now let's talk about, because it's the holidays, this whole theme, as you know, is about how people can prepare for Christmas, New Year's, and just not to go crazy about anything. But let's talk about family. I personally think that this is the time when families should get together, if not in person, on the phone, if they have Skype, on the Skype. Love is so important, as Dr. Wendy often says, because she and I are great believers in love. And Christmas is a time of love with animals, with humans, with everyone, neighbors, people down the street. I'd say Merry Christmas to them. Smile. Be happy. That's my thought on, and most of all, family, so important, and friends. Your take on that, please.
Yes, thank you so much, Bobby. You know, I think the love that we feel or demonstrate during the holidays is the love that we should feel and demonstrate throughout the year. And some of us, or maybe most of us, will find ourselves in some uncomfortable situations over the holidays. We may find ourselves reconnecting with family. Maybe we've lost a loved one who's no longer with us. Or maybe there are, people in our family who still act like children and we wish they would grow up and we're still having to be subjected to, you know, what I would call social rejection. But I have fortunately come up with 10 ways today that we can make the holidays a wonderful experience regardless of what happens to us.
Excellent. Beautiful. For those coming in a little late, this is Dr. Wendy Trainer I'm speaking to. She's a teacher of self-love, a teacher she's a social scientist. She's an expert on happiness. So glad to have you, Dr. Wendy. Now, I just want to take a quick break. We've got a lot of new people coming that I've met for the last 6 days at the Pasadena Theater, and we're going to be showing the film all over Southern California. We're going to show the film. We've got people in Northern California that want to see it, mainly in Berkeley and Santa Rosa. So brace yourself, be ready, and I'll give my number at the end of the show to talk about that. The movie talks about poverty, the corporations, and some of the things going on around the world that we can change. Climate change, it's mostly about just how the status is and why the corporations and the big boys have controlled this world. But there's change. Change is coming. And we're talking about that now, about the holidays. So you have a, Dr. Wendy, let's get back to you. You have a 10-point plan, and I know you have a book coming. Tell us about the 10-point plan, that your advice for people on how they can help themselves and to be alert, be ready, and do what they want to do. Go right
ahead.
Excellent.
Okay. Well, the first point is we want to accept everything as it is, not how we wish it would be. So we want to accept everything as it is. We want to tell ourselves it's okay if everything I thought would be is not. We recognize that to resist what is to create conflict for ourselves, and to accept what is to create peace for ourselves. So if we're feeling conflict or negative emotion, we can ask ourselves, what is it I'm resisting? And then we can release it. Okay, point two, be present to the magic and mystery of each moment. So each moment is newly unfolding. You may think you know all there is to know about Uncle Charlie, but the truth is you don't. Find out, explore the mystery that Uncle Charlie is. Get to know him as if you were meeting him for the first time, and you will come to discover yourself relating to someone you never knew and in a relationship kindled anew. Point three, be curious. If Aunt Matilda offends you, rather than be offended, be curious. This idea comes from Dr. Jonathan Ellerbe, author of the phenomenal book Return to the Sacred and Inspiration Deficit Disorder. I was at a retreat with him a few weeks ago, and in it he said, be curious instead of angry, because being curious has a totally different energy to it, which, you know, obviously invites conversation and it bridges communication. So be curious. Point four, be love if you don't see love. Now, I have had some traumatic experiences over the holidays where I've gotten a gift from a family member who was trying to give me a hard time. I am a woman, and she gave me, when I was a child, I was a teenager, she gave me a young men's face shaving kit as a gift. And so, you know, as a woman, I don't need one. And what's funny is if something like that happens to us, all we have to do is laugh and say, you know, wow, well, when it comes to gifts, you have such a keen eye for the unusual, you know, because in the end, it's not about how others treat us. It's how we treat ourselves and how we treat others. So, and what's interesting is that same person who gave me this kit, I learned years later, had gotten plastic surgery to try to look like me. She'd given a picture of me to her surgeon. So it turns out the gift was, you know, not because she thought I really needed a shaving kit. She actually wanted, for whatever reason, to have a face like mine. Okay, so the next, yeah, so that's another lesson I'll slip in here, is if anyone ever insults you or says something mean, know that it could just be envy. You never know the motivation, so never take it personally. And that's an idea that comes from the four agreements, to not take anything personally, right? And who's right. The author of the four agreements? He's a wonderful man from Latin America, Mexico.
Luis. Don Miguel Ruiz.
There he is. He's such a phenomenal book. Yes, The Four Agreements by, say again.
Excellent. And
yeah,
he's done
Miguel
Ruiz.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
right.
point five, start a self-love revolution. Get up an hour early each morning with a 30-minute walk, followed by 15 minutes of a yoga or meditation, and then 15 minutes of writing in your journal, so you can remember the truth of who you are and what you want and make your dreams come true. And again, if you ground yourself in what I call the non-social by doing this, you are going to be grounded regardless of what comes your way. And what I recommend is that people take breaks throughout the day. That's what I did, not only in the morning, but at lunch and again at 4 p.m. So during the holidays, we'll go that as point eight. We'll just do it now. Walk in nature. Nature is a natural healer. Who can feel blue watching the majesty and mystery of nature in a sunrise? During the holidays, take a break from stressful situations with a walk outside. Okay, point six, have compassion for yourself. Everyone is doing the best they can, and if we knew better, we would do better. So let us have compassion for ourselves and others. Point seven, appreciate what you do have. If a loved one is no longer with us and we're feeling blue, we can remember that to fail to appreciate the people, the beauty, the good things in our lives is to fail to experience the joy we've been given. So let us appreciate the people who are still with us now, and then we can be happy. 0.9, 0.8 was walk in nature, 0.9 daydream. I believe that daydreaming is essential. We need to create space to inspire and get inspired. So let us go beyond the here and now, beyond the actual, and take a voyage on the sea of imagination, because who knows? If you're like me, your daydream may become your reality. And number 10, create something beautiful. I believe that we are all artists, and to have the freedom to create is our birthright. And whenever we create, we journey into the unknown and have the opportunity to rediscover and re-experience our miraculous nature. Plus, given that it's holiday season, you can give your creations as gifts. And I think on the last point I want to emphasize is that remember that we are the artists of our own lives, and our being is the greatest gift we can give to others.
That's beautiful. And I advise everyone, if you couldn't get all 10 of them, you didn't have a pen or paper, you could hear all this entire show on the archives. And the way to go to the archives is go to the website, PRN, which stands for Progressive Radio Network. Again, PRN.FM, as in Frank and Mary. The FM is like the com. PRN.FM. And then go to the archive, go under shows, S-H-O-W-S, and put in the date of this show. The show, today's date is the 13th of December. I put the year down, of course. And the name of the show is Let's Create a Better World. Or call me. I'll give my number out at the end of the show and give you any more information on how you can hear all these great old shows that we've had in the past. Because Dr. Wendy has been with us at least two other times in the past. And hopefully she'll be on with us again. She's wonderful. Now, I want to go to gratefulness, and I want to make a comment about it, but one more announcement for our listeners. At the end of the show, if you've noticed the last few weeks, the whole show is about preparing for the holidays and overindulge and just what you can do with the holidays from Thanksgiving to New Year's. And here's my comment about this before we go into gratefulness. All year long, people are in a certain mood. For the holidays, for some reason, they get happier. Some people are some sadder. But I noticed that every year on Thanksgiving and Christmas, the cities and the counties feed the homeless. One day a year, twice a year, and that is it. It's too bad that they don't have the same spirit all year long, is my thought. And all the things that Dr. Wendy is saying and that we talk about on this show is should be for all year round, not just for the holidays. It's so important. So at the end of the show, hang on. We're going to have the song called Oh Holy Night by Celine Dion. So let's get to our next subject, Dr. Wendy, and that is being grateful. And my take on that briefly is I wake up in the morning, and this goes with your 10-point plan. It was wonderful, the meditation and the walk. But I like the first thing I do is wake up, and besides having a glass of water, I'll sit and talk to myself. I'll go to the mirror, or I'll just tell myself, I am so happy and so grateful and just blessed that I'm alive, and that I have a bed, that I have a kitchen, a stove, a bathroom. How many people in the world, there's about 8 billion people in the world, and about 2 billion don't have what we have. Mm. 3 billion, some people say. Mm. And we're just blessed to have what we have. We've got a car, we got a family, we got a job, some of us. Mm. And are we able to eat, at least? Some people can't eat, they can't drink, they can't do anything. Mm. So that's my take on being grateful. I like your thoughts on gratefulness.
Thank you, Bobby. I love to share my take on gratefulness. When I wake up, I will tell myself, thank you for another day of loving. Just to be alive, we have the opportunity to love. And what a great gift it is.
Beautiful. That's great. Yes, it is. Well, we still have more time now. The show started a little different timing today. And by the way, for our listeners, I'm actually pre-recording this show on Thursdays for a while. And come the holidays on the Christmas Day and New Year's Day, we may have pre-recordings. I may send a tape in to the show. to the station. I'm not sure, but we have people like Dr. Wendy talking about being positive, being grateful, being full of love, and my whole show is about exercising and living longer. And I met a lot of wonderful people the last 6 days, and today I'll be there again at the theater. We've got a lot of new people that saw the movie and that want to learn from Gary Null. They want to learn from the group that I run in Los Angeles called Let's Create a Better World. And by the way, Dr. Wendy, if you ever have an area in your area, someplace or even near your area, location where we could have a meeting, we'll come over there and bring our stuff and have you be a featured speaker. And myself or someone else may come with some of our materials on Gary Null. So keep that in mind. This is I'm spreading the word out.
I would love it.
Yes.
Well, yeah, we're going to be doing community programs again next.
Yes.
I think of time in terms of semester. So starting in the 2015, we'll start up our community programs again, and they're free for everyone. Anyone and everyone is welcome, and they're all programs called, they're part of the I Can Heal series, and they're all about how to be happy. So please join us. Please keep checking on our web. It'll be up by the first of the new year at ICanHeal.com, and you can check out our series and join us, and of course, we would love to have you join us as well.
Well, thank you. And, you know, of course, a lot of our listeners are in New York City. A lot of our listeners are in all over the country. And we actually have, Dr. Wendy, 166 countries that now feed into the social media of Gary Null and on online social media and some on radio. But we are just getting bigger and bigger and better and better. And I am so pleased to be a part of this and pleased to have people like yourself come on this show and talk about all these issues. We have a little more time. Take about 2 minutes and give us some kind of closing thoughts before we finish with your contact information.
Sure. Well, what I'm thinking is, given that people are here listening from 166 countries around the world, if you can't come to our complimentary community programs right now for a limited time, we still have free daily inspirational quotes that you can get at ICanHeal.com, which is my website. There will be, who knows what will happen, but they may not always be free, and right now they are. And for 260 days, you get an inspirational quote in your inbox, and it will uplift your heart and make you smile. And it comes with an essay, inspirational essay, and even a link to an inspirational video in most of those 260-plus inspirational quotes. So that's the way you can stay connected with the love and joy that you are. And as Bobby was saying, I'm a teacher of love and self-love and a happiness expert. And self-love is at the root of all bliss, of all joy, of you know, taking care of your body and following your heart, doing what you love. You know, we have to give ourselves permission to love ourselves, and I'm giving you that permission today. So if people give you a hard time for being so nice to yourself, you just tell them, I heard Dr. Wendy on this show, and she said I had to do it. So be nice to yourself this holiday season. That's the greatest gift you can give yourself.
Beautiful, beautiful. Leave your contact information, and I'm looking at the clock, seeing how much time we have. But stay with me. Take your time. Give a little contact information on yourself and a little more, one more time, and
go right ahead. Okay, and can I? So I'll tell everyone. I'm available through ICanHeal.com. That's ICanHeal.com or ICanHeal.org. That's another website I've created. It's also about healing. ICanHeal.com is more oriented towards spirituality, and I'm a cancer survivor, so it's, you know, psychology and spirituality and our physicality. And then the ICanHeal.org is more about healing from, you know, social rejection. I'm a bullying survivor. I was a workplace bullying survivor, and so I had to learn how to, you know, how to overcome that. And I just read an article that said 50 million American workers have been bullied in the workplace. 50 million, which means 50 million of us need need to learn how to love ourselves regardless of social acceptance.
Dr. Wendy, you and I talked, because, you know, the theme of this show is let's create a better world,
yes.
Although I am going more and more into healthy aging because that's important,
yes.
And that's what Gary Noel wants. However, you and I talked before about how people just need to know the word love. There's not enough love going on in this world, and
right.
I want you to take a minute or two to talk about love and why it's so important, and I want to say something about it, too. Go right
ahead. Awesome. Okay. Well, the reason why love is so important is twofold. One is because we are love. That's our essential nature, is love. Just like a baby that's born and comes into the world loving us and then is conditioned away from love by the social world, we need to de-socialize ourselves through the practice of meditation so we can reclaim our heritage as loving, joyful beings that we truly are. And the second reason love is so important is because the nature of ultimate reality is one. We are all limbs on the same tree of existence. And therefore, you know, when we're driving in the highway, we're looking at each other in the cars, we are looking at ourselves. Every human being you see in another car is you driving. And not only is every other human being in a car you driving, it's God or Goddess driving. It is the divine driving. We are all part of the oneness of existence that is, in my experience, pure divine love, or pure unconditional love of the highest frequency. And so when I drive on the highway, I'm now remembering, Wendy, every person is you that you see, and every person is godly.
Oh, that's beautiful. Love, you and I, that's what I love about you, because we talk about love, we teach it. It's so, so important. And I was getting to the point that a few months ago, we talked about how love is so important, that it's one of the main things that people can do to make this a better world. Because I talked about it on the show. We talked about how we can make this a better world through social media,
yes.
Activism, going to our leaders. But if we had more love in this world, gosh, then we could change this world.
Yes.
Well, listen, I'm going to let you go. Thank you very much for being here with us. You were wonderful, as usual.
Thank you, Bobby. Can I mention my new book? Would that be okay?
Yes, please.
I have
a
book that just came out at giftofcancer.com. That's giftofcancer.com. And it's called The Gift of Cancer, Turn Your Tragedy into a Treasure Map to Happiness, and that anyone can turn their challenge into a treasure. And you can read this book and find out how.
That's great. Thank you so much, Dr. Wendy. And just looked at the clock. Okay, thanks again for everything. I'm going to be in touch with you and think of some other themes and ideas that we can talk about in this show. This is a creative show, and you're a creative person like myself. Thank you.
Stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long live the world in sin and near pining till He appears. Small fire. listening.